Do you think sales is a bad word? When you hear the word sales, I wonder what images come to mind. Whatever your relationship is with selling, I'm glad you're here. Let's have a conversation about how to sell like a good human. Hi, welcome to Conversations with Good Humans. I'm your host, Katherine Brown, and I'm author of the book called How Good Humans Sell. For our Tuesday tip, for the next several Tuesdays, I am going to talk about this model called the BEAR model, B-E-A-R. That is an acronym that stands for B for belief, E for emotion, A for action, and R for results. And I wish I had invented the BEAR model. I didn't. It comes from, I don't know where, I've not been able to find the original source. I learned about it from a podcast host and business coach I follow named Mary Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T. She talked about it on a podcast that she had learned it from someone else as well. So it goes back to generations of podcasters, I think, and I'm not sure where the concept came from, but once I teach it to you, you're going to love it and think how useful it is both personally and professionally. So today, I'm going to talk about B for beliefs. So before I go on and teach a little bit about beliefs here, I want to mention that the way the BEAR works together, it's a simplified model of how people have beliefs that lead to ultimately to the results that they get. And so the idea is that our beliefs inform the way we feel, which when we describe how we feel, we are assigning an emotion. That's the E. A lot of people act out of that emotion. That emotion triggers an action which they respond to very quickly, sometimes too quickly. And then a series of actions consistently ultimately lead to results. So I like to teach about the BEAR model during sales training because it's helpful to look and say, I wonder what I'm believing when I decided to feel a certain way, which then led to certain actions, which led to certain results. And you can also reverse engineer it. You can say, if I don't like the results I have, can I look back and study the actions I took? What was I feeling when I took those actions? And then what might that be telling me about my belief? Okay, so here's an example for today's tip for B for belief. What is it that you fundamentally believe that sales is? What do you think sales is? What I mean by that question is a lot of people who are sales trainers, a lot of people who are sales managers and sales directors, they actually believe that the purpose of a sales call is to close someone. I didn't realize until the last several years really how fortunate I'd been to have the mentors and managers I had when I had my years in corporate. I worked for two different companies as a technical recruiter, and then I worked for a couple of different companies as an account manager with a sales territory. I didn't have the words for it at the time. Now I realize that my mentors were always target, account, selling, strategic selling, consultative selling focused, meaning we map an organization, we figure out who to get to know at that organization, we understand their motives and values, their goals, and if what we sell aligns with a problem they're having, then we go through a series of discussions, presentations, proposals, and close the work. I have been so fortunate that even though I didn't have the language of selling like a good human, so many people I worked with were and are, and I only knew about that cheesy sales stereotype of always be closing, high pressure tactics, learning the principles of negotiation for the purpose of always persuading someone, even if they didn't need our product or service. I didn't really have that personal experience. I learned about those other people from the media, from entertainment, from stories from other people. So it was really a surprise to me when I spent more time on LinkedIn and more time on social audio apps like Fireside and Clubhouse and things like that to hear how many people out there actually fundamentally believe differently about sales. They believe the purpose of the sales profession is to close, often at high cost to the seller. That could be, what I mean is that could be in the dissonance they feel because they know that they're moving into butting up against manipulation, and where using your influence for good flips over into coercive persuasion. That's my topic for today, is what do you believe that sales fundamentally is? I want to mention also, if you are in sales as an employee and you are not in a culture where people sell like good humans and where they believe that sales truly is helping someone solve an issue if you are the right solution for them. If you don't have that, reach out to me. Email me at Catherine@extraboldsales.com, because I know several people who are always looking for great sales personnel for their clients. And I would love to make an introduction to help you find an organization that empowers you to sell like a good human. Love to hear from you. If you've enjoyed this, please subscribe, share this episode with someone else, and I'd love to hear, what do you believe fundamentally about sales? I'm so glad you joined us today. If you would like me to come and speak with your organization about how to sell like a good human, please contact me through the website howgoodhumanssell.com. Thanks, and talk with you again.